Typhoon Nisat hits the Philippines, flooding destroys homes in India, and a video is released that will excite the church worldwide. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than a dozen people are dead following Typhoon Nisat's tear through Luzon, Philippines' most populous island. 64,000 people are reportedly affected. Compassion International's Kathy Redmond says not much information is coming out about their program.
What we do know is that our Compassion staff, they're going through homes. We know that they would have set up shelters. They have all the emergency supplies that they need. This is something that they would have been prepared for. And really, their goal is going to be from here on out to get the church project working again.
Compassion has 50,000 sponsored children there. Redmond says child sponsors are needed now more than ever. She says your support ensures they hear the gospel.
They not only hear the gospel, but they take the gospel into their homes, back to their families. And we not only see children who are saved, but who end up leading their entire family.
Redmond says last year, 5,000 children and their families came to Christ. Sponsor a child at our website. Meanwhile, attacks may be common on Nigerian Christians, but Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says over the last month,
it's really become even a little more serious than it has been in the past.
In a month's time, over 100 Christians have been killed in Muslim attacks in the country's Central Plateau state, which separates the Muslim north from the Christian south. Entire families are being wiped out. Worse yet,
some of the survivors of the attacks have claimed that many of the men attacking them were actually wearing military uniforms of the Nigerian army. That's very disconcerting.
Reasons for the attacks vary, but one major spark is church growth. Muslims are coming to Christ.
When the Muslim community see this kind of church growth, it distresses them greatly because they see this as a hindrance to their objective of Islamicizing the entire nation.
Christians need to be in continual prayer for Nigeria and can even appeal to government officials via our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Flooding in East India has ravaged three states already and is now seeping into Jharkhand. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says this has been a problem for their radio broadcast.
Continuous rains for the past 4 days have really caused disruption in many of our ministry activities.
At this point, over 2 million people have been affected by the flooding and dozens have died. In Jharkhand,
there have been 20 houses which have collapsed just in the city of Ranchi, where our programs are based, where the headquarters is located, and 8 bridges in the state of Jharkhand have been washed away.
Words of Hope staff are safe, though, and broadcasts continue sharing the gospel.
We covet your prayers for the ministry to South Asia as it continues in that area where there has been much fruit, but also there are real strongholds of darkness which continue to need the prayers of God's people worldwide.
Meanwhile, in 1900, 1 out of 40 people in the world were followers of Jesus. In 1980, the number was 1 in 17. Today, more people than ever before are followers of Christ, and the Jesus Film Project is celebrating the progress through an inspirational video. The video outlines the progress made in evangelization, saying we're the first generation in history who could actually see the Great Commission completed. If you'd like to see this incredible video, we'll connect you at our website. And World Hope International has a new leader. The board of directors of World Hope International announced their selection of Dr. Thomas Arminger as the organization's new chief executive officer. This change comes after the recent resignation of Dr. Carl Eastlack, who served as president and CEO for 2 years. Arminger had served on World Hope's board of directors before taking the post. Pray wisdom for Arminger as he begins this new chapter. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slava Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love. It's a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian, helping you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy of Faith, Hope, and Love. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.